The Novi Shir this morning, I mentioned towards the end of Perek Beis of Shmuel Aleph, the idea of Beisi Neman. We talked about how when a couple, they get married, we give them typically the bracha Shvil the Beis Neman to Yisrael, obviously connected to what we encounter in the pages of Aloscha, and Klape vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu B'chol Beisi Neman Hu. And the term Beis Neman as well, encountered in the second Perek of Shmuel Aleph when it comes to Tzadik HaKohen, as Rashi the Radak and others point out, based on Chazal, based on the Medrash, the Sefer, that Tzadik HaKohen is the one who's Habayis family of Kahuna will replace, will supersede that of Eli HaKohen after Eli didn't properly rebuke his son. So we see there also the idea of Habayis Neman. But it's interesting, we also find that we give the couple of bracha right when they get engaged, that the chasam should be b'shah tovu umetzlachas. So clearly nothing is b'mikra, tvorm gedolah mein mikra. Why is it dafka b'shah tova umetzlachas? It should be a time of tova and a time of hatzlacha. So the Fiyin is Daiti, perhaps it's very Gishmak. We have a Yesod of the Maral, the Vilna Gaon, Rav Tzadok. We want to understand a word, any term. You go, turn to the first place in Chumash where it appears, and that highlights its core essence, the Hagdorah, the Milsa, what it means, what it's essentially all about. Where's the first time? It's actually the first of only two places in Chumash, but the first place in all of Tanakh where we encounter Lo Tov, that something is not good. That, of course, is Braces, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches. Lo Tov, Hei Yosodim, Levado, Es, and thus the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, the bottom of Samach Beis, Samach Beis, and the Gemara tells us that Ashori below Ish is someone who is without a wife. Ashori below Tova, one of the six things, the our Gemara has six things. There's a Nusach and the Yerushalmi and the Ein Yaakov, different ideas, but do we have six things? The Keren Ohr even writes in Yevamos, we have six brochas and shemer brochas outside of the expected Berpia Geffen. Six brochas, why they add on six to the kosher brocha Berpia Geffen? Because when a person gets married, you now have a shlom of six in Yonim. They were masaking six brochas, can they get the six things that you get? Ayin Sham, the Keren Ohr, one of the Gedolei Achron on the Gemara Yevamos, some of base are fascinating. Discussion. So we have the idea that when a person gets married, he's being misak and he's rectifying the lo tov. Lo tov, hey, you're some levado, esel is a connecto, shori below isha, shori below tova. So when a person gets married, they now have tov, they have tov, they're on the way to shleimus, as the Ramban and the Maral explain, bekama duchti, amel, it's very geshmak, a couple gets engaged, what do we say, b'shah tova. It should be not simply a good hour, but a shah, where you're going to be misaking the lo tov, where now you're not going to be any longer single. Hence, lefiani, it's Gishmak B'Shah Tova, you're being Misaki in the low tov, and thus B'Shah Tova. Aye, what about Hatzlocha? Well, let's borrow that same Yesod. Where's the first time in Chumash that the Musig, the Shoresh, the etymology of Tzadi Laman Ches appears? Where's the first time we encounter the Loshen Hatzlocha? If I were to ask you, where's the Parsha of Shaduchim? At the end of the day, Avram Avinu marries Sarah. Sefer Yosher, he was 25, she was 15. We don't know much about the Shidduch, how it came about, who put it together. Obviously, there weren't too many candidates, too many options at that time, but the Parsha of Shaduchim, of course, is Parsha Chayei Sarah, is the search of a servant. Is the quest for the successor in the matriarchal line of Sarah Menu, the search for Rivka. So Eliezer, let's go to Parshas Chayei Sarah. And what do we mean in Perek Chavdal, Pasuk Chavalev, the first time that the Loshen of Hatzlocha appears? Va'ish Mishtai Loi, he's no longer Eliezer, because he sees the Yad Hashem right now in Shaduchim. Rabbi says he's no longer Eliezer, he is Va'ish with the Hei Yediyah. And clearly why? Because now he recognizes Olai, Eli, it's not my daughter anymore, I see the water rising up, I had the Kvitzah Sederach. Now I know the Eibishter is sending me clear signs that the Eibishter clearly is running the show. So he is Machrish Ladas Hatzliach Hashem Darkom Lo. So wherein do we witness the first occurrence in the pages of Tanakh of the Losh Hatzloch in the context of Shaduchim, whether Eliezer would be Matzliach in finding the right girl? Hatzliach Hashem Darkom Lo, Rabbi Sai. How the fellow? That's the first time. Let's go later on. Perchadal posig men. Vayomer Eli Hashem Asher Salakti Lefani V'Shalach Melech Oitach V'Tzliach Darkecha V'Lachgatal Isha Lebni Mishvachas Emeis Avi to be Matzliach in the Derech of what Derech on the Derech of Shaduchim of finding Rivka Imenu. And that's again V'Tzliach Darkecha. We think two. No, we got to go for a Chazaka. So let's go to posig Nun Vav and Perchadal Vayomer Aleihem. Eliezer speaking. Love and Mesuata. When you're Matzliach and Shaduchim, That's the first time. And that doesn't appear just once, not twice, three times. The Chazok of Atzlocha. What's the first appearance on the pages of Tanakh of what it means to be Matzliach? Fascinatingly enough, it occurs against the backdrop of Shiduchim, to be Matzliach and Shiduchim. The Fianias Taiti, it's very geschmack. A couple gets engaged, the Chasun Shabi, Abisha Tova Umutzlachas. To hainu what? It should be a Zman wherein you're going to be Masaking the Lo Tova Yisolam the Vado, where you're going to be Masaking a Shori Belish, a Shori Lo Tova. It should be Bisha Tova. But what? It should be with Atzlocha, the same way Eliezer, who is Matzliach more, accompanying my miracles, the water miraculously rising up, the Kvitzas Aderech, all about what? If you're L'Shem Shomayim, ultimately you'll be Matzliach, Hashem Matzliach Darki, Kevaldega Hatzlocha. Where? We'll witness it in the Parsha of Shaduchim. Nobody was Matzliach like Eliezer finding the correct spouse for Yitzhak Avinu. Phineas Daiti, Epsha, you put that together, that's the Makor B'Shatom Matzlachas L'Gabe Shaduchim. So Rabbi Sai, Eliezer was Matzliach Kevaldeh. But Eliezer's never defined as the person of Hatzlocha. Who is the first person that described as what? As being the Ish, who is Matzliach in everything and anything that he does. We might witness its occurrence thrice in the context against the backdrop of Shaduchim, but who is the individual who is Be'etzem the Ish Matzliach? For that we turn to the pages of this week's Parshas Vayeshev. And what do we read? We see what? That the Eibusha was with Yosef Atzadik, and he is an Ish Matzliach, and he be Sadon of a Mitzri, and he was by Potiphar, Asus Potiphar, Vayar Adon of Kershemito, and his master sees that the Eibusha was with the Macholosher of Osa Shem Matzliach Beyodo. So who is defined? I know, where does it permeate this entire core essence, thus transforming him into not some, a person who was Matzliach, who happened to be Matzliach in an Inyan ABC. He's defined by an Ish Matzliach Be'etzeb. Who is that? Yosef HaTzadik. Why? It's one thing to have a Shato Matzlachas to be Matzliach in a quest for a Shidduch by your side. But you want to be an Ish Matzliach. You want to be a person who's defined by Hatzlach. And what does that mean? Writes the Sforno of an Art Alamakov. Who is able to grasp, to attain, to achieve every aim, every objective that's demanded of him? Who is able to accomplish anything and everything under the sun? And Ish Matzliach Be'etzem. Yosef Atzadik is the first one. Now, why? What does it take? It might be very good when you get a Shidduch, like the Maral says in the first Saul, it's the greatest simcha in the world. Why? Because a person's chaser without the Shidduch by his side. The Eibishter says they're supposed to be together. The Zohar Mikra, Duchra, Plagu. For Mikri, a person without his wife is only called a half of a person, is half of a coin. Ksava Kabbalah, a Mecklenburg, Pashas Yisrael, and Amana. Why is she called an Amana? Yes, the Gemara Ksuvas Daf Yodim and Beis. That's the Drush writes for Mecklenburg. Al Shemona, Almana, Koran the Alpha Nine, and she gets Amana as opposed to the Messiah that characterizes the Shtar, the Ksuva of the Besula. The Amana is Al Shemona. No, that's the Drush. What's the Pashim Shah? Right, so Mecklenburg. Almona is Almona, Dainu Chaser, missing Amona, missing a piece of herself, missing a portion of herself, because they're two sides of one coin. Satzlocha, the ultimate shlemus, is when you have a husband and wife, a Zohar and a Keva that belong together, the synthesis that ought to ensue when you merge and fuse the two of the Gemahoyu Labasar Echad. So it's not Tov, it's not shlemus, it's not Atzlocha. You bring it together, Ishmatzliach Darko, then you have the package deal. But you want to be an Ishmatzliach Be'etzem? It means what? You want to attain shlemus in anything and everything. For that, there's only one way to go about it. It means shleimus, not just in finding your basher, but it means shleimus in everything. Ish matzliach zok desvorno, masik kol tachlis mechuvah mimeno. There's only one way, Rabbi, so let's read the pasuk again. Vahi Hashem es Yosef. You want to be matzliach in anything and everything? Then it's got to be built on a stipulation, on a condition called what? Vahi Hashem es Yosef. It's not enough to have your partner in life by your side. It's not enough to have the shleimus of the plagufa digri, the low tov, and now you have the tov. You need to live with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ach V'Rak, someone who is living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7, 365. You won't just be Matzliach in one inyan, perhaps a very important one of Shaduchim. You want to be an Ish Matzliach Be'etzem Atzmiyuso. Then the Phineas Taiti, there's only one way to get there. Yosef. Only then, what does he see, Potiphar? Ki Hashem ito, that the Abishur is with Yosef. Because you can't get the Hatzloch and everything. You can't get there without Siyat and Nishmaya. The only way to get there is with living with the Ribosh. But if you're living with the Ribosh, you can be Matzliach and everything, and you can transform. Your entire Etzem Mahush, your core essence, can be one and one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can be an Ish Matzliach and everything and everything. Who is the Sema? Who is the metaphor? Who is the quintessential dogma for Seima Lamidas Bitachon? Yosef Atzadik. What's Bitachon Abotech B'Hashem? Chesed Yisrael Venu. If you're Somech on Hashem, you'll always be B'Simcha Ramosha Wolf Sanamun Yisitecha Parsis Kisavo. And again, in Zman Simcha Seinu and Yonei Sukkis, if you're Somech on Hashem, you'll always be B'Simcha. Simcha Shleimus. Gemaldik, it all comes together. You're living with a Kodesh Ruch, you'll be in this world and you'll be able to get anything and everything in this world. But what takes us out of this world? Let's go to the famous mission of Perkei Avos, Perek Dalet. Hakina Hataiva Ve'akovod Motziin Asodim and Olam. You know, you leave this world. If you're living with a Kodesh Ruch, there's no kina. What are you jealous of? My bid, base alokim. You get him any morning. Asalik or tzarki. You got anything and everything that you need. So there's no kina. Taiva. What? You're going to have taiva? What taiva? Abishur is going to give you everything that you need. And if you don't have it, you don't need it. And covet. Sota daf heyam and aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about gaiva. Hanivu lo yichol no derbi olam echad. But someone who is the antithesis of kina taiva of covet. You're in this world and you're living with Hashem. And mele yibim matzliach. So if we're correct, there would be very geschmack if we could uncover that Yosef HaTzadik was this symbol of Bitochen, as we know, Beis Halevi. That's why there was such a tvia when he says to the Sarah Mashkim that Kiyim Zechartani, because if you are the epitome, the personification, Amidas Bitochen, then you're held to a higher standard. Yivamasku Chavalev, Hashem is Medaktik, but Tzadikim Chuzatzaira, because you represent Amidas Bitochen like nobody else in the world. Therefore, you're held accountable, held to a much higher standard, and any little chisor in the slightest deficiency will result in severe consequences. Say Yosef is Amidas Bitochen. Say Yosef now Lacharubi. The opposite. So let's go to famous Sam Sefer. So the Sam Sefer, the Gematria of Yosef is 156, also the Gematria of Kina. Zok to Sam Sefer. Kin is 156. Yosef is 156. Vayekanimu Echav. And the brothers were jealous of Yosef. Bolachayrev Kinah makes its way into Yosef. Lefiyani is 19. Now just to remez that Al Yedei Yosef, the brothers were jealous. Yosef wasn't jealous of anyone. He's got Yaakovino. He's got the Ketonas Pasim. The brothers are jealous of him. He's not jealous of anyone. He is the Bnei, the Ben Rochel Imenu, the Bukhar of Rochel, the Ikar Gersabais. He's not jealous. He has a Shlita over Kinah. Thus Yosef 156. Kina 156, he controls Kina. Hi, what about Taivan Covet? Let's go to a Gevaldik Imre Chaim. State and Pasi Vahir Shemes Yosef. Abishur was with Yosef. And therefore writes the Imre Chaim, Vahir Shemes Yosef. What does it mean that Hashem was with Yosef? Vahir Shemes Yosef is Gematria 614. Chochma Bina Das 614. Abishur gave him Zok, the visitor of the Imre Chaim. Gave him Chochma Bina Das. What does it mean to be with God? Shalom Melech gets visited by the Abishur in a dream. What do you want? You want Osher? No, I want the Chochma. Then I'll give you the Osher too. He's got the Chochma Bina and the Das Chochma Bina 614 VaHashem Haya VaHi Hashem Es Yosef 614. I what about Osher B'Chavod like we yes and he writes in the Scottish benching. Don't worry, Rabbi. Say you know that's coming. Osher B'Chavod. What do you think that Gematria is? You guessed it exactly 614. You know what it means. VaHi Hashem Es Yosef Zok Division It's a Rebbe. VaHi Hashem Es Yosef Gematria 614 is Gematria Chochma Bina Das and it's Gematria Osher B'Chavod. You want to be Matzliach and everything and Ruchnius and Gashmius. You got everything. Now, what does that mean? He's got Osher B'Chavod. See, he doesn't have what? Kinna type of a covenant. Not seen a soul of him. He doesn't have kinna. He has a shlit over kinna. The brothers are jealous of him. He ain't jealous of anyone. He's got everything. The Torah's Pasim, the Shemesh of Yaakovino. His mother was Rachel, the mama Rachel. He's got everything. No kinna. 156 kinna, 156 Yosef. Osher B'Chavod, 614. Vahi Hashem is Yosef, 614. He's got the Osher B'Chavod. Aye, what about the Ruchnius, the Chochma Bina Das? He's got that too. Chochma Bina Das, 614. So he's got the Ruchnius, he's got the Gashmius. Aye, so what are we missing, my boy? Say, Taiva, he has a Shlit over Kina. He has a Shlit over Covet. He has all the Covet in the world. It even says, Vayazov Kol Shalom Yad Yosef. Votivar, he's got everything. He's got the money, he's got the Covet, he's got everything. There's only one thing missing. What about Taiva? You Yosef, do you have control of a taiva? Oh, we're not ready yet. Who are we ready for? Rabbeisai, who's going to teach the world what it means to control taiva? Who's the one who gave birth to this fantastic Vayamayin program all over the world? The famous Shalshalas, what perpetuates the existence of Klal Yisrael? It's not long in coming. Just a few psukim later, we get to Parklamates, Posuches Vayamayin, and he refuses. Why? He controls his koach taiva. Rabbeisai, who's living in this world with the Ribbono Shel Olam? I don't need kinah. Yosef is kinah. I have a shlit over kinah. It's part of my name, part of my core essence. 156. Yosef, kinah 156. Oshev HaChavad, I got all the Oshev HaChavad in the world. I even have the Chochmah Bina Das. I have nothing to be jealous of. I have no search for Kavod. I already have all the Oshev HaChavad in Beis Potifar. 614. Come out your Oshev HaChavad. 614. Come out your Chochmah Bina Das. 614. I hear Oshev HaSusim. I'm living with Davister. Yosef, you're almost there. You're almost ready to be the all-around complete Ishmael Tzliah. There's only one thing missing. Kinah Taiva VeHaKavod. Matzis, you have shlit over kinah. You have a shlit over a Kavod. This one thing missing. Don't worry, Yossi is going to fill in that all important blank via mind control over taiva. Now he's ready to go by here. Shemesh Yosef, he's got the via mind, he's got the control over taiva. If those three things take you out of the world, then the one individual who introduced to the world a shlit over those three aspects, he's living in this world. He is in this world. He can be a Mitzrayim, Shnufei Ziba, Zerusus Amosim, and he can bring Kedusha to Lelan and Mitzrayim. That's Yosef HaTzadik. That's a story of Hanukkah. You could be in Hanukkah, and you cannot fall under the prey and the influence of the Mesiav. Them, the hell it is. Not to come. You have control. You're in this world. How do you do that? You live Ahir Shemes Yosef. If you're living with Davister, you won't just be Matzliach in your Derech. You will turn yourself into an Ish Matzliach. Be'etzim, we should be Anoshim Utzlochim Be'etzim Atzmi Yosedo. Rabbi say, have a lift again. Freilich again. Shmach Gechanaka. We leave tonight for Arch Yisrael Be'ez Hashem is Mach. Wishing everyone a delightful, inspirational, uplifting, and a Freilich Sheber Freilich Chanaka. Bo'leinu L'teva. Beruchanius Uvagashmius. We'll see everybody in Mashiach Tzakenu. And Yishlaim HaKodesh from Hey Ralph. Thank you all the listeners in Torah anytime. Shekayach, we'll see you back in just over a week. Have a gewaldige night and a great rest of the week.